My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of FedBiz 5. We are here today exploring a topic of immense importance for small business owners, government contracting for the fiscal year 2024. Our very own government contracting specialist, Frank Krebs, is back, and he's here to fill us in. Welcome back, Frank.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. Pleasure to be here discussing such a pivotal topic.
Absolutely. So many small business owners think government contracting is only for, you know, like the big leagues. Can you shed some light on this perception?
Yeah, sure, Jesse. Government contracting is certainly open to businesses of all sizes. It spans various sectors, whether it be staffing, janitorial services, or supplies of goods like computers, uniforms, etc. Additionally, the government is a voluminous buyer, so there's plenty of the pie for everyone, including small businesses. And in fact, the government supports and implements numerous initiatives designed to increase small business participation.
Well, that sounds promising. So why is it crucial for small businesses to start gearing up for the upcoming fiscal year now?
Great question. Preparing is key in any government contracting due to its competitive and intricate nature. Early planning enables businesses to understand regulatory environments, contracting requirements, and to develop unique selling propositions. It's much like preparing for a big event. You wouldn't want to wait until the last minute to do everything, would you?
Absolutely not. So what are some of the steps involved in early preparation?
Well, first, forward planning is essential. This involves developing a professional capability statement and a website that showcases core competencies, capabilities, differentiators, and past performances. Then, through market research, it's instrumental in understanding the federal buying patterns, your competition, and aligning your business strategies and products to the government needs.
Interesting. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, optimizing registrations and listings is another important step, correct?
Yes, indeed. I couldn't agree more, Jesse. Compliance with specific criteria and updated registrations, including annual filings in SAM and the DSBS, are mandatory. And services like ours at FedBiz Access can help optimize these filings to ensure that they are current, compliant, and complete, thus improving your chances of securing a government contract.
As we've said time and time again, relationship building also plays a significant role in securing government contracts.
Oh, without a doubt. Cultivating relationships with government buyers and decision makers is critical. Services like our Matchmaker product are invaluable here, as they provide the necessary strategy, research, marketing, and monthly coaching to help businesses get in front of government buyers and win awards.
How crucial is it to prepare for bid proposals effectively?
Preparing for bid proposals is both an art and a science. Early preparation allows for sufficient time to understand the bid writing, to gather all necessary information, and to develop a theme for your proposal and craft compelling narratives. A well-crafted management, past performance, and technical overview are essential components for any proposal.
And Frank, what about positioning for expiring contracts?
Well, that's an important point, Jesse. Approximately 90% of government service contracts expire and require renewal by the government. Identifying these contracts early on and performing market research will position your business to bid on these, and this can be a real game changer. Utilizing tools like our Market Intel database can significantly enhance the targeting of these expiring contracts. But you must identify these contracts and reach out to government contracting officers well in advance of any release of a solicitation.
Doesn't capacity building and training also come into play?
Early planning allows you to identify any gaps in your team's skills or qualifications and address them, ensuring that your team is well equipped to meet all contract requirements dramatically increases your chances of contract success.
Compliance with regulations and financial readiness are also crucial, correct?
This is very true, Jesse. Comprehending and adhering to federal acquisition regulations is crucial to avoid any potential setbacks. Also, having the necessary financial resources is pivotal when bidding. It's about managing risk effectively and establishing go, no-go criteria early on to be realistic in your approach.
So any final thoughts on why small businesses should consider government contracting for the fiscal year of 2024?
Well, Jesse, by preparing now and partnering with knowledgeable advisors like FedBiz Access, small businesses can not only secure lucrative contracts, but can also establish themselves as reliable, long-term partners in government contract. It's about seizing current opportunities and then establishing a solid foothold in the marketplace.
Thank you, Frank, for sharing these valuable insights. I'm sure our small business owners listening are now better informed about the benefits of exploring government contracting.
It was my pleasure, Jesse. Here's to empowering more small businesses to secure government contracts and thrive in the government market.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us today. Remember, success in government contracting is about preparation and positioning. Start planning now for the fiscal year 2024. Thanks, Frank, and take care.
You got it, Jesse. Look forward to it.
This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. Visit them at FedBizAccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.